She ain't a peach you oughta be picking. She ain't the cup of tea you oughta be sipping. She treats you like you broke, like you need fixing. You ain't getting nothing back for all that you give. It's the wrong note, isn't it? If you're good with who you're kissing, c'est la vie. But I can show you why you're missing. Yeah, boy, I can be the whiskey in your soda, the lime to your Corona, shotgun in your tongue, the Audrey to your Hank. She's got a little style and a Hollywood smile, but believe me, honey, good as money in the bank. I'm everything she is and everything she ain't. My mom is great, but like many moms, she doesn't quite get when the key time is to come in with support and love. Being loved and supported in the absolute key moments of my life is everything she ain't. And I've never fully understood that until right now, I think. Don't get me wrong, I feel supported, I feel loved by her, but she would never say, I love you, of course. That would be preposterous. Man up, Nathan. You don't need to be told that anyone in your whole family loves you. You have to assume that from the fact that they occasionally cook you dinner. You have to work it out from the strange ways that she shows me she loves me. One of the ways she shows me she loves me is in blankly refusing to believe or even hear that there's anything wrong with me ever. When I was 19, I got a ME type thing. I had to drop out of my degree. And I went to the doctors back in Birmingham. And I was told, again, I might be losing my memory. But I was told that my throat and mouth were shagged and I may never get better. I went back home and I told my mom, I said, Mom, the doctor has just told me I may never get better. And she looked at me and she said, and I quote, I need to get back to work. She worked in a fucking sweet shop. She didn't need to get back to work. What about the customers, Nathan? Fuck the customers. Do they really need their gobstoppers? I've just been told my throat and mouth may never get better. Isn't that the more important gobstopper? So many people think that their jobs are essential. They're not essential. They aren't even required. Humans were fine in the Stone Age. When no one had a job. No job is actually essential. What about doctors, Nathan? Definitely not essential. They just look at you, check Google, and then just go, oh, that part of you that hurts, that part is shagged. Go home. You may never get better. Jesus. You may as well self-diagnose. But unlike the doctors, the thing is with someone that loves you, I know this now, it's very hard for them to admit to themselves that there could be anything wrong with you. Because if you love someone, that's almost impossible to bear. I get it. So just best ignore it, Mum. Best go back to the sweet shop and sell those sweets and those fags. Fuck up a few more throats. And of course, you know, it was fine. I did get better in about 6 months. And so my mum was right. She often is. She was right to ignore me. And my doctor was wrong, proving beyond doubt that no job, especially doctors, are essential. Down tools, people. And just work hard at love. Lots of love.